So we want to make sure we pace ourselves, but I want to get you going. Start talking about it. And a quick recap of championship weekend. We are joined right now by a two-time Super Bowl champ, a Super Bowl MVP, a three-time All-Pro, a two-time NFL AP Offensive Player of the Year, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, a member of the 1990s All-Decade Team, and today he appears courtesy of LG. Terrell Davis is my guest. Terrell, good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, always a pleasure to be on your show, man. How you doing?
Good to have you, TD. I'm doing great. Thanks for coming back on. You know, going into yesterday's game, Derrick Henry and the Titans were running over everybody in their path. He broke your record for most rushing yards in his first four postseason games. So what did you think as you watched him in the first two playoff games?
I mean, it was incredible. You talked about it. Every time I turned on the TV, he was breaking one of my records. So super impressive. You know, he's a big guy. It's not like he's a little scat back. You're talking about a guy that's 250 pounds but runs like a scat back, has real good patience, can break a lot of tackles, and get stronger as the game goes on. I thought that was the perfect formula for Tennessee, but obviously to be able to do that, you need some other help, right? You need the quarterback to play well. You need the defense to play well. And I think Henry carried that team as far as he can take them.
Terrell Davis joining us right now. You know, so he and the Titans seemed to make it work going early on, but then Kansas City started to find itself. They started to click on offense, and then Pat Mahomes had that TD run right before halftime. In fact, what did you make of that run?
Yeah, it was a backbreaker. You know, they gave up that long run. They had the play defense well, but you tend to forget about Patrick Mahomes and how he can use his legs, and he used his legs on that. He got a tight rope to the sideline and stayed in balance, and then the last 5 yards, he got physical and scored a touchdown. And I think, for me, when I saw that, that was kind of like the tipping point where it's like, I don't think the Titans have a chance now because that crowd was into it. The players were into it. You got your quarterback doing that. That's like when I saw John Elway do the helicopter in Super Bowl 32. It gives you a sign that I think we're going to win this game, and they felt that.
Hall of Famer Terrell Davis joining us. So when you see him running around like that, and you already know what he can do with his arm and the weapons he has around him, if you're an opposing defense, how exactly do you go about trying to stop Mahomes?
Yeah, I think the Niners have the – I guess you've got to have the pieces, and I think the Niners have the pieces. They've got a very active front. Nick Bosa, you know, DeForest Buckner, Armstead, they've got a lot of talent. D4, they've got guys that can get after Patrick Mahomes. I think the key there is trying to keep him in the pocket and then try to cover those windows up where he can't see where those lanes are. But it's easier said than done because the guy's like, you know, he's like Houdini. The minute the ball snapped, he's going to go to his first, second, third, fourth read, and he's going to make something happen. So the Niners have to be disciplined, but they have to get after him and put some pressure on him.
Terrell Davis joining us, courtesy of LG today. We'll get to that in a minute. So when you have the 49ers and they're rushing the way they are and they've got that blocking clinic that they put on yesterday, when you watch Kyle Shanahan's 49ers, how much do they remind you of his dad's Broncos?
A lot. I played in an offense, so I know how running back friendly it is. But it's really everybody being a part of the run game. You know, you're asking the tight ends to block, George Kittle's blocking, you're asking the wide receivers to block. What's different about this offense, though, is that the variety of runs that they have. You know, when I was playing, we used mostly some zone. We did some gap and man blocking as well, but they're doing it with receivers and Deebo Samuels and all these kind of shifts and motions and all these jet sweeps. They keep the defense off balance with that, and then are running the football behind that. So a little different than the offense I ran in, but I think the mindset is the same, and Kyle Shanahan understands that if they're going to have success on this level and this time of the year, they have to run the football.
Now, in terms of Kyle Shanahan, you've actually been praising him for a long, long time, well before he had this dominant season. What have you seen from him that makes you believe that he is truly special?
You know, I've been around him. I mean, basically his whole professional coaching career. And he was, again, he's Mike Shanahan's son, so he was around the facility when he was a young man. And I spent time with him in Washington when Mike Shanahan was the head coach. I was doing an intern there, and Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator. So I had a chance to see him work. I had a chance to see him be a leader in front of the team, you know, lead men. And then just his brain. It's different how he puts the offense together and the twist that he puts on it and how he can see a defense and attack the weaknesses. I've seen it firsthand. So that's why I think he can be special.
Terrell Davis joining us. You know, Raheem Mostert, of course, is like this amazing story. I mean, six other teams had given up on this guy, and then he went historic yesterday. As one running back watching another, what's going through your head when you see him breaking off the runs that he broke off yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I think I put out a simple tweet yesterday. I was like, Raheem Mostert is balling. I mean, I know that's not creative, but it just – I was just – you know, he had 100 yards in the first half. And I remember being a part of games like that when you have a ton of yardage before you even hit the halftime. And you start thinking about rarefied air and, like, legendary, you know, performances. And I think he was thinking about that. He came through, he carried his team to a win, and now they're in the Super Bowl.
All right, so he was an excellent special teams player. In fact, still is.
Yeah.
Of course, you had that legendary special teams tackle against the Niners in Japan.
Yeah.
Take me back, TD. What do you remember about that play?
That's called, Jim, that's called the hit. I've coined that play. It's called the hit. You got the catch, right? You got all that stuff, but that's the hit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what I remember was that was the play that launched my career. It was the one that got, you know, the coaches to notice who I was, my teammates noticed who I was, and I just took advantage of an opportunity that really wasn't there. You know, I wasn't supposed to be on special teams, and they called me in, and I was trying to prepare myself to make a splash. And I remember just going down there. I knew I had to be the first one down, and it was Tyrone Drakeford, and I said, I got to make a play. And went down there, hit him, made a nice form tackle. It was actually a textbook tackle, too, by the way. My head was to the side, hit him with my shoulder, picked him up, and made a really good tackle.
It was perfect, and it was the ultimate splash play. Now, the thinking is, TD, if you were preparing for that moment, you probably had to be eating the right food that day, right? What did you eat that day? Clean burning fuel?
No. You know what? I didn't think I was going to play in that game, so I ended up eating a bunch of hot dogs in the third quarter, because I thought, you know, the starters were out, and I figured I wasn't going to play, so I was hungry at the time. I figured I'd enjoy some of this delicious sideline food, and I ended up eating hot dogs and went in, and after I ran out on the kickoff to make the tackle, I went to the sideline, and my coach saw me over there. I was throwing up hot dogs, and he was asking me about whether I was good to go in on the next series to be a running back, and I was like, listen, nothing's going to keep me out this game. But, yeah, I didn't eat the right food. And so that's a lesson to all our kids out there. Make sure you eat the right food.
That is amazing. Terrell Davis joining us. All right, so really quickly, we've got 2 weeks to talk about the Super Bowl. But what are your early thoughts on the matchup?
My early thoughts is, I mean, the Niners look so good. Just, you know, obviously on the defensive side of football, that front is just they're rejuvenated. They're healthy. They're back. You know, D Ford is back. Nick Bosa is the guy is just incredible. And they're putting a lot of pressure on quarterbacks. And Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator, he understands when to blitz, when not to blitz, and it's helping out the back end. Their offense, listen, they're not throwing the ball a whole lot. Jimmy Garoppolo is not throwing the ball 8 times, 6 completions, but they ran the ball like that. They have the ability to morph into whatever they have to. Kansas City, they had to overcome some deficits. I like their offense. I like the explosiveness, but I'm still concerned about their defense. So I have the Niners slightly ahead of them right now.
Terrell Davis, my guest. All right, you're working with LG. We've got 13 days to go. People are already planning their parties. What kind of advice and tips would you give to somebody planning a party right now?
Yeah, Jim, I'm not sure what kind of TV you have, but right now is the best time to upgrade, right? If you got that old analog TV, you got to upgrade to an OLED TV. I'm talking about the LG B9 OLED 4K TV. This thing has a spectacular picture quality. It gives you a sense of emergence when you're sitting there watching. It makes you feel like you're right there on the football field. It has over 1 billion colors, so you don't miss a single detail. And by the way, it has Google Assist and Alexa, so you can have the voice command for it. You can get this at any authorized dealer or go to LG.com for more information. But, yeah, you got to upgrade, Jim. I don't know what you're watching at home, man. But
not that. You know. Not that, man. It's time.
Get the OLED, baby.
It's time, man. Time for me to take a big swing.
It is time.
Terrell Davis, he is a Super Bowl MVP. He's a Hall of Famer and appearing courtesy of LG with a good message. Time to upgrade before the big game. TD, great job. Good to have you back. Thank you so much.
Good time, Jim. Thank you, man.
Have a great day. Good job. Terrell Davis locked in, dialed in. Your thoughts? What do you think about what you saw yesterday? And you want to pace yourself because it is 2 weeks. But it's not too soon to look ahead and start talking about that matchup. It is a great matchup. It is a tremendous matchup. The early line had Kansas City by 1.5. You can hit that thing early or wait and see how it plays out.